Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Time to celebrate with our popular Latin lover. Celebrate what? Well, Rome's birthday. By telling the story of Romulus and Remus. Stay tuned and listen to this tale told by Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster. The story of Romulus and Remus, Father. Where should we tell it? On the Capitoline Hill?
No, it was on the, well, actually, it wasn't at all. The Palatine actually wasn't even there, you know, it was
on the Tiber.
Yeah, they were conceived, if you want to put it that way. I mean, I'll put it that way, they were. Out at what is today Castel Gandolfo? Alba Longa, as they called it. And there was a usurper there who wanted to, this is the kings of, the Alban kings. Yeah, Alban kings.
Can we tell it so in a little bit in English and Latin? So.
Bene, bene. Partim Latine narrare possum. Quadringentos annos, for 400 years. Quadringentos annos. Dominabantur regis Albani. Troiani, the Trojan kings. Roma ni neque existebat.
They didn't exist.
Rome didn't, really. Et Amulius ipse cupiebat occupare regimem vel gubernium. Et quid factum est, eus filia, his daughter, was called Rea Silvia, quae gravida facta est a Marte, who was made pregnant by Mars. She gave birth to twins, who are the sons of Mars.
Well,
that's the story. Said ili nati sunt albe longe, and alba longe, if you went up to Castel Gandolfo, you've been there, of course. And you see the city.
There's a lake. Huh? There's a big lake there now.
Well, the lake is down, yeah, below. And the city is drawn on the top of this mountain. That's why it was called Alba Longa, the long white city. And if you stand there in Castel Gandolfo, you can see the beautiful Mediterranean Sea down below. And the plains. Well, that's where the Trojans came in 1170, whenever you want to call it. They come. Aeneas et Troiani apulerunt Eoloco. In that place, they landed. Et deinde non Aeneas, et Eus Filius, whose name was Silvius Ascanius, perduxit Troianos in summo montem. He brought the Trojans up on the top of the mountain. And that's where they sat for 400 years, the Trojans. And then you get the last king, Amulius, and so forth and so on. And then, of course, his daughter had the twins. And they said, oh, well, these are the heirs. These boys are going to take over the government here. So he didn't like that idea. And he had the twins, same like Moses in the Bible, you know. He had the twins thrown in the Tiber River in a basket to get rid of them, but they were born out at Alba Longa, Castel Gandolfo. And then they came down the Tiber River, a tributary, and they came around the Tiber Island, which really didn't exist yet as such. And, you know, Marie and Cosmodin, that true thing, where you put your hand in there. Well, right in there.
Boca della Verità.
Yeah, San Giorgio.
Alba Labra.
Exactly.
Newman's Church.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where these basket came. The basket came down the Tiber. And of course, they said this was all divinitus. Hic omnia sunt divinitus facta. All this stuff came about in a divine way. And the Tiber rose because of a storm. And the basket kind of floated in. And then the Tiber receded. And the basket was left kind of in the mud or on the ground there. With the twins in.
So how is that in Latin?
Huh?
In Latin?
Canistrum relictum est in arena, well, in luto, well, in ceno, in the mud, et plorabant infantes cum exurirent. And they were crying because they were hungry. And that's when the she-wolf heard the twins crying. And the she-wolf came out like from the Palatine Hill, came trotting out to the twins, and she gave them her milk.
So how do you say that? The she-wolf gave them her milk?
Lactavit infantes lupa. The next day, or a little after, a shepherd came, and his wife, Acca Laurenta. They found the twins, and they raised them. you see. But the she-wolf was there just for a few hours to save the twins. And then they said when they were teenagers, they were going to go back to where they were born, up at Alba Longa. And they did, and they had like a war up there, and Alba Longa was destroyed. The twins were still around, and of course they ended up on the Palatine Hill. That's why they say the house of Romulus is on the Palatine Hill. And that's why Romulus took the sulcum, his sulky plow, at Aravit Fossam, and he put a ditch around the Palatine Hill and started building a little wall, and that was the city of Rome on the top of the Palatine Hill.
So it was Romulus?
Yeah.
Not Remus?
No. And then that's the problem with how he got his brother killed. Well, there are two versions of that story. But at one point, Remus must have said, ha ha ha, what's this stupid wall? Everyone can jump over your stupid wall. And then some people said he hit his brother, Cain and Abel. The same story, you know, in all literatures, all of them. Other people say no, that there were some friends of Romulus who wanted to punish Remus for insulting his brother. In any case, Remus was killed, either by Romulus or by Romulus's friends, and then Romulus remained there in charge.
He founded Rome.
In charge of this new city that he built or had fixed on the top of the Palatine Hill.
So Rome's birthday is when?
Well, they say April was April 21st. The founding, when I think April 21st.
What year?
Well, they say 753, that business. When he would have put this ditch around the top of the hill, more or less, and founded the city.
Like a moat?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But no water.
But he wasn't born there at all.
Oh. And the she-wolf didn't come into the picture very much, did
you? Well, no. But the fact that the she-wolf saved the infants when they came in the basket. Servavit infantes cum canistro essent ad lati.
But the sculpture of the she-wolf in the Capitoline Museum dates back to Etruscan times, no?
Oh, yeah.
Symbol of fertility.
Yeah, yeah. And the old one there is from the 5th century BC. This big bronze, massive she-wolf.
Mm.
And so they kept, besides Romulus and Remus, and they kept the she-wolf as like a protectoress of Rome. Is a good sign.
Good omen.
Yeah. Although, as I say, she didn't have much to do with the Romans besides the infants in the basket.
And heartfelt thanks there once again to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.